Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl and Kendrick Lamar just put on an amazing performance. People are saying it's boring. I don't care what people say because it's an amazing performance. And I saw a tweet that says that the Grammys and the Super Bowl were aligned. It was a timeline if Kamala won. And I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine if Kamala did win. I mean, we would be much in a better place. You know, the world's going to do what it's going to do. But I'm not going to get too much into that right now. But I wish that timeline was a thing, but shout out to everybody who won the awards during the Grammys, and shout out to Kendrick Lamar and the Eagles, a.k.a. Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry, that's the only name I know on that team, so not trying to be shady or anything, but you know, that's a black king right there. Anyways, welcome back to Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me and Finalis. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting still. If you're new, I definitely appreciate it. If you are an old-time listener, you've been listening to me for a while, been wondering, where is this girl on her podcast? As much as she yaps on social media, she should be yapping on a platform just like this. I've been here. I've been there. I've been everywhere. I just haven't been doing this. So, despite of America being America, I hope things are going well as we are into, I think, the 40th day of the year, 40 days in. How's your 75 hard? How's your Daniel fast? Did you do New Year's resolutions this year? I didn't really do New Year's resolutions. Honestly, I haven't done them in a while. I haven't even done a vision board. The vision board that I currently have is from, I believe, 2020 or 2021. One of those years. But I'm still using that vision board because I have made the vision plain. In a way. I'm working on simplifying it. So I don't really do the same thing every year because I just want God to take over, to be quite honest with you. But anyways, this is just a catch-up episode to just share a few things with you about, like, what am I doing with the podcast? How are things going? How is life? And this year, I've been thinking about my creative outlets. And not only do I want to be intentional, but I want to be consistent and I want to be focused. And most importantly, I want to be God-led in what I'm doing. Not saying that I'm changing my content to strictly Christian content. If I'm called to that, I am. I just don't believe that's the thing that God wants me to do right now. He just wants me to reflect who he is, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to turn into TBN Network. Am I throwing shit at TBN Network? We'll talk about that another time. Let's put a pin in it for, like, I don't know, a few episodes later down the timeline. But creating inspires me and it makes me happy. I love art forms, all types of art forms, to be quite honest with you. I am going to start being more consistent on social media because, like I said, it just makes me happy. I realize that when I'm consuming content, I'm not really happy. I'm like super judgy on top of that. So I just want to change the way I go about content. And I don't even like calling it content because content just sounds like junk, you know, like empty the contents of your purse. What are these contents? I that word is just so super cringe, but that's like, I guess, the evergreen word we use when it comes to creating things online for social media. But speaking of art, Alvin Ailey had an exhibit at the Whitney Museum, and I'm extremely sad that I did not go to see it due to timing. I got back to New York after being away for 2 months, and I came back to a snowstorm, so I was not able to attend the exhibit. And it's okay because I'm going to be able to see it one day. Anyways, going back to what I'm saying, I mentioned art, so I had to say that as well. I love to conversate. I love nature. I love spending quality time reading and creating rather than consuming. And I think all creators should just always take a step back and ask themselves, am I consuming more than I'm creating? Because that's the thing about when you are someone who has a talent in the creative space is that a lot of times unintentionally or sometimes intentionally, you start doing things and start copying art and replicating it, and you think it's your own idea, and it's not, because your mind had a thought. It's like, hey, let's do this. And for some reason, sometimes you may or may not notice that, hey, this is kind of familiar. I feel like it's been done before. And then you replicate that art. And sometimes it's not like you can't replicate it. And sometimes it's not like, oh, it's been done so you can never do it. Because think about it. All these people out here have a podcast. Doesn't mean you don't need to have a podcast. I mean, let pause. some people don't need podcasts, but if you feel like you're a yapper like me, or if you have a different perspective or insight that needs to be shared, perhaps share it. I would say ask your friends first, you know, the good friends, not the hating friends, to see if this is a route that you should go. Anyways, I say that all to say, being somebody who's creative is kind of hard, especially in this nowadays. I feel like for myself, I'm just hard on myself for some reason. I don't even try to make things look perfect. I just feel like I don't try enough. And that's why I said that I want to be consistent, focused, and God-led, and understand this is not something that I want to do for myself, but I'm doing this for other people. And that's the thing about being an artist. There are artists who dedicate their work to other people, and there are artists who dedicate their work to themselves. They understand their art, so therefore, they don't care about the criticisms about it. Anyways, I just had a rant about that because it was just on my mind. But I feel like I need a creative team, to be quite honest with you. I need a creative team of writers, of photographers, videographers, directors. I am trying to make something like a TV series web show come to life. And I realize doing it by myself is going to be damn near impossible. Well, not possible, but harder than I imagined. So if you know anybody, if you know anybody, reach out to me. I would love to work together as a collective to bring this vision to life. It may be your vision or my vision, but I want to bring the work into life and just have a creative collective team. Now, like I mentioned before, I don't have any New Year's resolution, but I do know I need to save money. I need to pay off debt. When it comes to my health, I need to go back to the gym. 2022, I wouldn't consider myself a gym rat, but I saw my body literally change into like a healthier version of myself, both inside and outside, heavy on the outside, because I look amazing and I need to get back to that. I need to get back to being active and have a schedule and have a routine. And I want to do Pilates. I want to do 10K steps and I want to do weightlifting, which I will be able to do. But again, it's consistency and being focused and definitely being intentional about that. Now, I also need to have a reoccurring schedule and make time for friends and family and definitely be intentional about that. I realize that I know a lot of people and not everyone that I know is my friend, but it's weird because I love everybody, so I consider them friends. Just have to be mindful about the way I use that word. But I love spending time with people. I love meeting new people. And the thing about meeting new people is staying connected with them, because I don't want to go out to dinner every time I want to meet up with somebody. I want to do different things. So I have to find a way around that. And when it comes to family, I just really need to be more intentional about it, especially with my younger cousins, because they're so little and they grow up so fast, right? And I don't want to be like the older cousin down the line in the future. Like, remember me? I did this. I did that. Like, I don't know you, because I definitely recall that for myself. When older cousins or aunties would say that I used to change your diapers. Thank you. I don't know what to say about that. I really don't recall. But there's so much happening this year, and there's a lot of good. There's a lot of things that I'm a little bit nervous about, but I don't want to do anything afraid anymore. I want to be able to trust my decisions, trust myself, because if I trust my decision, I trust myself, and I'm led by God, then I'm doing the best things for myself. But I haven't said this. I'm also planning a wedding. I am a 2026 bride, and that's a whole different conversation. I'm excited. I'm happy. I necessarily am not a planner, but we're making things work. So there's that. I'm walking into a new chapter of my life with my love of my life. And you guys, it's a lot, but it's beautiful. And I'm navigating through it. Also, as a 31-year-old who's going on 32 this year, I need to make more money. I'm trying to find a side hustle, but it just can't be any side hustle. I don't want to chase money just to have more money. I want to be intentional with the money that I want to make, because more money is more problems. And I don't want to become a person who's just so fixated on making more and more and more and more. Again, intentionality is something that I'm definitely, definitely, definitely working on. And I am going to get there. Now, I feel like one single income is never enough. And as I'm thinking about it, a dual income with you and your partner isn't enough either, especially when we live in a day and time where people are getting laid off left and right. I just am praying to God, God, show me what you want me to do. I have an idea in mind, and I don't want to say it until it's done. That's the type of person that I am, but please pray for me. But anyways, so far, I know we're only 40 days in. How is your year? How's it going? Leave me a comment wherever you listen to this, or feel free to DM me. I am on Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I will not call it by the other name because mama called it Twitter. Daddy called it Twitter. I'ma call it Twitter. I've been rocking with Twitter for a long time and changing it the name to something else, okay? Or Instagram, and last but not least, TikTok. For the time that we have TikTok, feel free to message me on there. Follow me. Don't stalk me. Engage, conversate, and I'll see you in the next episode. And again, I am going to try my best to be here weekly. Until then, talk to you later. Bye.